The cross-country team's a pretty tough meet this past Saturday, and they will be heading over to Ness City tomorrow for that meet here, the Saturday-Thursday change-up here, as we're now joined here with Coach Joey Meyer. And Coach, thanks again for joining me. And how's this week been for you guys?
We had a little tweaks at the beginning of the week from our Saturday race. It was pretty hot, and a few of us got a little injured and our knees tweaked up a little bit just because of the heat, and that happens. But I think we're ready to go tomorrow. We kind of took it easy on them the last 2 days. We really want some PRs tomorrow, so I made sure they were fresh and ready to go for tomorrow.
Yeah, last Saturday was your first time getting back on the course there in a couple of weeks there, and I know it was kind of a tough day for you guys. I think there's just a lot of different variables, the heat, you had homecoming that night before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, considering all that, looking back, how did you feel like you guys did overall?
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Fox, and she was saying every year after homecoming is a little rough. There's a few runners that drop off that they usually don't just because it's lack of sleep. Usually the night before a race, you go to sleep at 9 or 10, and you're up early in the morning. But going to bed at midnight 1 and waking up at 6 or 5:30 to be there by 6, that's not much sleep. So it's kind of hard to run on those circumstances. And the heat at 95 degrees. But we stuck through it, and the girls competed hard and still got third, and the boys got third as well. And we had some PRs still in that heat, so it actually was a pretty good day.
And, yeah, nice thing is you guys were kind of able maybe to make a little smoother transition to the heat just because of what you guys were able to deal with that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah. We ran in the heat the first few days, and our first 2 weeks of practice, we practiced in 90 heat every day. So some of us were ready for it, but it just made it such a big jump. In the mornings when the middle school ran, it was 60 degrees, and then by the time our girls were up, it was 95. I mean, it just jumped so fast that your body's not really ready for that.
No. Welcome to Kansas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the nice thing is it's going to be cooler for you guys tomorrow, and we've kind of had cooler weather to deal with this week here. Short turnaround as well, going to Ness City. And what's probably the big thing that you see with your team as you head over to Ness City tomorrow?
I really wanted to see a lot of our guys compete and girls compete to get PRs. We haven't really had too many PRs since our first meet. We ran really well at Goodland, and usually it's not the case at Goodland. It's usually hot there, but we had perfect weather conditions. But we haven't had too many PRs since Goodland. So I'm really wanting them to go out there and try to get their best time of the year at Ness City tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to get better there, but you know, kind of looking at your team, you have a lot of newcomers here. And then all of a sudden you have a lot of experience as well. Mm-hmm. Do you like where you guys are at this time of the year?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of bringing me back to when I was in junior and senior. We had a lot of freshman sophomores on our team, and we had a few core older kids. Mm-hmm. And seeing them mesh, and by the end of the year, if they are ready to go, I think both teams could easily get top three at state if they can push and get there at the beginning or get – ready to go at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting because I think I know regionals aren't out yet. Assignments are out, but
five of them came out today, but they don't know where we're going.
Okay,
but the closest one is Lakin and Norton. So one of those two is probably where we're going to go.
All right. Well, I mean, that makes things a little bit interesting, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, they split it to six this year instead of four, and then only 10 teams at the regional, and two teams go to state from each regional. So we're looking at it on both sides. Either where we go, we'll have that one, two teams that will compete with us. So we just got to be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, that's the way it should be, regionals, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to be ready to compete or you're going home.
Can you believe how fast it's going
so
far?
Oh, my gosh. We're already under a month left.
Yeah. But that means it's been fun.
Yes, it has.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. And thanks again, as always, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Joey Meyer joining us here. We'll be joined with a couple of runners here tonight, starting off with junior Kyrie Berry. I can't believe we're saying junior Kyrie, but how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And you've had a few meets already under your belt here. I think, three meets here. How do you think you've done here so far this year?
I think I've done pretty good this year.
All right. And what are some things that maybe you've done to put yourself in that position to see some improvements?
I trained the whole summer instead of just the last month before practice has started.
You feel like maybe that training has really paid off, and after maybe last year you guys coming short as a team, did that kind of drive you to say, I need to get going?
It did, because this year it would be fun to go to state again.
Yeah, and did you feel like you were a lot more in shape, I guess you could say, by your first practice and even your first meet?
Yeah, I would say I am.
All right. Well, it's been a good season for you so far. And how do you think that your PRs maybe – have you had a PR this year?
I don't think I have.
All right. What's maybe what goal do you have here in mind for time-wise that you'd like to see here, maybe even tomorrow or down the road?
I'd like to run under 21 minutes this year.
All right. And how close are you?
I think I'm about half a minute to 40 seconds off of that.
Well, I think that's pretty attainable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. So what's the mindset as you go to Ness City tomorrow, and what do you remember about that course?
It's easy.
All right. Well, we need some of those simpler courses, don't we, every now and again?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, keep up the good work there. Kyrie, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Kyrie Berry joining us here, and we have a newcomer here to the show this evening. I'll let him go ahead and introduce himself.
My name is Kevin Peregrino.
All right, Kevin, and you're a freshman here, and how's the season been for you?
It's been pretty good. My best meet is Goodland, and these other meets I've not been doing the best.
All right. And you've, of course, being a freshman here and moving up to the high school, was it a big of a change or adjustment that bigger than maybe or not as big as you thought going that the middle school race to the 5K, the 3.1 miles?
Yeah, it's for sure been harder to run a 5K than a 2-3 miles because it's just harder.
That's a lot longer course,
yeah.
Isn't it? But what are some things that you've learned along the way to make that transition maybe a little bit simpler?
Pace myself more often.
All right. And how do you feel like you've done with that through your first three meets?
I think I've done pretty good, especially my first meet.
Yeah. And did you feel like you ran okay last Saturday down over at Stanton County?
Not the best, no.
All right. Was that maybe part of it, you know, not having a meet in a couple weeks?
Yeah, but also I was told to not run my fastest my first mile and then start going faster. So.
Well, you know, you have to learn a little bit along the way here, but what are some things that you're continuing to maybe make strides on as you head forward to this final stretch?
I don't know, just try and beat my PRs from Goodland.
All right. Well, hopefully that works tomorrow. Do you like running in the hotter weather or the cooler weather?
Hotter.
Hotter? All right. So was it warm enough for you last Saturday then?
It was warm.
What are some things that you maybe need to focus on mentally maybe when it's a cooler day to run?
Just go faster.
Go faster. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a maybe time-wise goal that you have for the end of the year?
I'm going to try to get to the 17s.
All right.
17-something.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out for you here. Yeah. A little nervous being on the radio for the first time?
Yep, I am.
That's not bad, is it? I mean, it's like a conversation, except others get to hear us.
Yep.
Well, you did a good job. Thanks for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up this rest of the season.
Thank you.